It's Southern Alberta's best country music, CJWE. It's Shanine Robinson with you here on the Afternoon Drive. Earlier, I was joined on the phone with my good pal, Desiree Dorian, out of Manitoba. She recently released a brand new album, her seventh studio album, and one of those songs, the latest single that she's been promoting, is called Dry. And she chatted a little bit about where that song came from, how it came about, and the teachings behind it. And she was in a sharing circle back home in Manitoba, and that's where the song came from. Here she is with a little bit more.
The sharing circle was led by Elder Sherry Copenis. She gave everybody a water teaching in that circle and talked about there being four different kinds of water. Water from the sky, water from the ground, water in the ocean, so salt water, and then water in a woman's womb. I was in Winnipeg taking this course for about 3 weeks, and I was walking back to my Airbnb after that circle, and I got to thinking about, our relationship with water and how, like, I believe water has a spirit. And despite the fact that we treat water so poorly, it still looks after us and literally provides us life. And then I got to thinking about how we do the same thing in our human relationships with each other. You know, sometimes we treat people that we love the most the worst. And out of that came this song. So I actually went back to my Airbnb that day. I wrote the first draft of it. I rewrote that draft three or four different times. And then I actually had a writing session in Toronto that I had booked with a guy named Jay Allen, who's a really great songwriter, and a gal, Olivia May Graham. And I took that idea to them and gave it a facelift, and this was the result.
Awesome. That's such a beautiful teaching and story. Tell us, you know, you've had a long career. We're talking nearly 30 years in this industry. Tell us how you've evolved as an artist.
You know, I think I've just, like, I've considered myself a songwriter first and foremost. Before, I never have ever thought of myself as being much of a singer. I sing the songs that I write, but I don't, you know, I've never considered myself much of a vocalist. So I've just really tried to do my best to develop my songwriting as much as possible and, you know, tell honest stories and be as authentic as I possibly can with my audience.
27 years, you said you've been in the industry, myself included, as far as broadcasting goes, nearly the same amount. What advice do you have for young women getting their voices out there? What advice do you have for some young women out there?
First of all, be nice to people because, music is all about building relationships, and working in that industry is all about building relationships and keeping good relationships with people. And, you never know where you're going to cross paths with someone. You never know what decisions that person will be making that could affect your career. So that's first and foremost. But, you know, in addition to that, it's a lot of hard work. This is not an easy business to work in. There's a lot of rejection. There's a lot of criticism, especially as a woman. So just work really hard and work at honing your craft. Be the best that you can be. And, don't rest on your laurels and don't settle.